Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Inside Perry podcast. So today, as usual, we have a very exciting Perry colleague with us. Her name is Marlene. She's from South Africa and she is currently working in the field of sales. Hi, Marlene. It's so great to have you as our podcast guest today.
Thank you very much. And yeah, it's wonderful to be here.
We know that you are a great supporter of our employer branding topics, but please tell us a little bit more of your current role at Perry and about how you came to Perry in the first place.
Okay, excellent. Well, I think I'll start with the latter part, how I came to Perry first. This is my 10th year actually with Perry. I've been 8 years in South Africa, always in a sales capacity. When I joined Perry, I was a fresher to construction. I didn't know the construction industry at all. I'm an economist by trade, and before I joined Perry, I also had businesses, my own businesses, for 15 years. So, yeah, I was really new to the industry, and that was quite a journey for me. But I really enjoyed it. I really got involved, and I think what made the difference is that the human interaction and the passion for working with people, sharing knowledge, empowering people, I think that really came through also in Perry, and the whole setup within Perry offered me the opportunity to live that out. And yeah, that resulted in me being now 10 years with Perry. I think in 2018, I moved here from South Africa, and I became the sales trainer for Perry International. And over the past 3 years, I've been really close to the sales teams, facilitating, developing training. And yeah, that is quite empowering for me. Then in 2020, when the COVID pandemic became a reality, that actually changed the whole sales landscape globally, but also for me within training, it changed and brought me and introduced me actually to the virtual world or remote training, so to say, which is totally new. I didn't have experience in that. I wasn't exposed to that before, so that was quite exciting. And yeah, I have to compliment the Perry Academy. They really embraced it, and they really helped us and guide us through to really bring training to our sales and revenue teams in a remote space. So, yeah, that was quite an exciting journey. It still is. And going forward in 2022, we've got different approaches and different initiatives that we would like to launch. It helped me as well to look at what we've achieved over the past 3 years here in HQ. And I think my whole feeling was that we established training within Perry, sales training specifically, that we brought it to the global environment, and that people really embraced sales training and that they bought into the concept. So from my point of view, that coupled with the exponential development in the technology and the opportunities it's offering us within training to make it scalable, I had the feeling that we really need to step it up a notch and really take it a little bit further. And that brought us into the latter part of 2021 to adopt the new focus area, sales enablement. And that is now something that I will drive and champion this topic going forward.
So Marlene, you've mentioned sales enablement. Maybe there will be some people out there who haven't heard about this term yet. Therefore, I have to ask, what is sales enablement all about?
Yeah, I think if you ask 10 people, you will definitely get 10 different views and different answers of what sales enablement is. So yeah, definition, how do I see sales enablement? I really see it as the enabling and the upskilling of our sales and revenue teams to enable them and give them the right skills, the knowledge, and especially the right sales context for when they need it in that conversations with their customers at exactly that right moment. I think this is, for me, a broad definition that makes sense. It's also to help them to close the transactions very successfully, and not only closing the transactions, but also to take their customer quicker through the sales cycle. I think that's very important. If we can shorten the sales cycle, then we will have a huge effect on the positive feedback on our business. And then in short, I think you know, if I want to use some buzzwords, I think sales enablement then is for me all about the training, the coaching, really the powerful usability of our sales content, and then guidance and engagement of our sales and revenue teams overall. But if I can say, I also think that sales enablement goes a little bit further than that. It's also, I call it, a function of connecting the dots within an organization. It's all about making sure that the functional departments in an organization is near to our sales and revenue teams, that they are aligned not only with the overall companies and specifically the go-to-market strategy, but also what the functional departments have within an organization. Is that really near to what the sales and revenue teams can use? I see sales as the executioner of a strategy of a company, to really execute the vision and the strategy. To put it bluntly, sales need to write the business. And if they are in contact with our customers, who is the lifeline of our business, there needs to be a connection between sales and revenue teams and the rest of the organization. If there's not an alignment or a really close connection, then any organization cannot realize their goals and their ambitions.
So thanks for the explanation. I think we have a better understanding of sales enablement now. But what exactly are the outcomes of it?
What I strongly feel is, well, that whatever we do is we have to go backwards to the buyers and the customer's journey. I mean, the buyers and the customers, they are the really master of our destiny. They decide who do they want to engage with and how do they want to engage with us. And I think we need to look very specifically and say, okay, this is the situation. This is the specific challenges or the opportunities. And what value do we as Perry or sales teams need to bring or want to bring to our customer? And I think then to tailor-made an approach and therefore align it with the buyer's and customer's journey. The biggest outcome for me is then to connect our sales and revenue teams to the why of our company. Why and what do we bring to the table of our customer? But then there's on a different level or a second level, I think there's practical outcomes that sales enablement in an organization really strongly drive towards, specifically increased productivity, making sure that our sales teams are having more time with customer-facing opportunities, not trying to put content, for instance, together, looking how to where the content are and how to put it together to be powerful. So yeah, that makes them more productive if sales enablement can assist in that role. Also to have high percentage of sales quota retainment, something like having higher opportunity win rates. Then also a decrease in the ramp-up time of new hires. And this brings us also to a topic that's really relevant in the Perry world, the onboarding and induction of new employees. I think that's something that sales enablement is also driving. And then I mentioned the content, the engagement of sales content, not only by our sales teams, but specifically by our customers. I think that helps us to really make a tailor-made approach for our customers.
So you told us that you have been with Perry for about 10 years, and this means that you have been working in the field of sales for quite a long time. But what I would like to know right now is, what are you most passionate about when it comes to your job in sales enablement?
I think, as I mentioned right in the beginning, the human interaction and to empower people has always come natural to me. I always feel passionate about that. Coming from the subsidiary as well, I've been sitting in a subsidiary. I'm thinking, oh, if I can just have somebody somewhere that can help me or that can show me or that can share with me their experiences, that will help me to do my job better. And I think this is really at the core of it. And that is what makes me so passionate about sales enablement, because suddenly I've got in training I had it, but now even more so with sales enablement, you've got a platform where you can really enable and empower your sales and revenue teams. And I think this is really, if I can keep myself busy, every day with something that where I can make a difference in your sales teams, your leaders, your sales engineers. I think this is really, it's the win for me. And if you look at the main focus areas, I mean, sales content, training, coaching and guiding. If you look at sales content, I mentioned that, you know, our sales teams are busy putting content together every time before they engage with our customers. If we can cut the time that they are putting these content together and we can give them exactly the content that they need in a specific period of the sales cycle, I think this will add tremendous value to a salesperson's life. Also, the training, I've been part of training for the past 3 years, but if we can make it even more practical, bring it a little bit closer on certain aspects, for instance, where how to handle sales objections, how to really conduct a pricing conversation with your customer. So if I, in sales enablement, can achieve that, this is really the passionate part of it that really makes my day worthwhile. So, all in all, lastly then, the function of connecting the dots or being a connecting hub for the salespeople, connecting other functional departments, lining up with other internal colleagues and then connecting them to the global teams. I think that is really something that drives my passion for, well, not as a person only, but also for this subject on this topic.
It's really impressive that you're working currently on that many topics in sales enablement, but is there a focus topic that you want to highlight in 2022?
Yes, I think there's a variety of topics that I would like to focus and drive on with sales enablement in 2022. I think we are starting, first of all, with the monthly global webinars, and that's something quite exciting, where we will handle different topics. And the idea is really to open a conversation, global conversations, around sales topics that's relevant to our sales and revenue teams. So if we can focus on topics that's specifically relevant to our sales leaders, I think that is really something that I would like to drive in 2022, because I see the sales leaders as the multiplicators in our company. They are really standing in the middle between our top leadership with the visions and the strategy and our sales and revenue teams. And they also have the direct link to our customers. So these are unique people sitting that's having the most impact really on our business. And I would like to start therefore the first global webinar by highlighting the critical role of these frontline sales managers within our organization. So this is something that I would really like to highlight, and also different topics that makes a direct impact on their daily life. For instance, highlighting the Peri value proposition. In other words, why Peri? Why not our competitor? I think that is something practical. Also, cultivating high-performing teams, that is a reality nowadays. You need teams. We're sitting in a remote world. You need teams working remotely. How do you do that? How do you cultivate a team that's self-managing and working remotely? Then having, for instance, the price conversation with our customers. And this is a very difficult conversation, and most of our sales and revenue teams sometimes steer away from that. And we don't want to have that conversation. So something like that to really empower our sales team so that they can have it confidently and that they are not running away from these conversations. So this is really topics that I would like to highlight in 2022.
Unfortunately, we have now reached the end of our podcast episode, but I have one question left for you, Marlene. What, to your mind, makes Peri so unique as an employer, and how would you describe our company culture to other people who might not know us?
Well, I think there's a couple of words that come to mind if I think of Peri, and this is, for instance, passion, family, making a difference, and going the extra mile. I think my journey in Peri actually says it all. I can relate to the vision. I can relate to the mission and to the values of Peri. And I think if you can do that as an employee, it makes it so much easier really to operate and to work within a framework of a company. Making a difference, having an impact, adding value to sales teams, I think this is what drives me on a daily basis. And it actually is what Peri is really all about for me.
As Jens already said, unfortunately, we have already reached the end of another podcast episode. So thank you very much, Marlene. It was a pleasure having you here with us on the podcast today. It's been really, really interesting. And I think everybody who joined us on today's episode has been learning a lot about sales enablement at Peri.
Thank you very much for having me and really for offering this opportunity as well to bring this new topic to the Peri world. I really appreciate that.
To all of you out there, thank you very much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. As this is the last episode of 2021, we would like to wish you a wonderful Christmas time. See you next year, and most importantly, please stay healthy, everybody. Bye.